brothers, sisters walking hand in hand. Have you seen the ocean? Miles and miles of crystal deep blue seas. Can you smell the flowers? Fill the air with fragrances for breeze. This is a land of Hawaii. Have you felt the power? Mountain craters flowing lava in the air. All its green swept beauty. From each island blossoms everywhere. Have you felt its spirit? Ancient gods, their mana still is here. You will love these islands. Nothing in the world can compare.
My name is Pua, and I am an addict.
Pua!
It is a joy and honor to welcome each of you to the World Convention of Narcotics Anonymous 31 in Honolulu, Hawaii. We are here to enjoy fellowship and love, to learn and grow, and to meet and visit with friends old and new. The theme of this year's convention is One Fellowship, Many Friends. Translated to Hawaiian as E launa pu me na pili aloha. What does this mean? As my mom says, it means just that. Literally translated, E launa pu me na pili aloha means a gathering of close friends, camaraderie of many loving friends. Launa pu means fellowship, camaraderie, companionship, brotherhood, club, or association. We in NA have a unique kind of association. We develop companionship, camaraderie, and brotherhood and sisterhood as we bond through our one common requirement for membership, a desire to stop using. The word pili in itself means to cling, to stick, touch, join, associate with, be close to, entwine. Pili aloha therefore describes a close friendship, loving association, beloved companionship, or tender relationship. I have found that the kind of friends we develop here are more than just friends. Here, with our companionships on the road of recovery, we share laughter and tears, our darkest secrets and our greatest personal triumphs. We are offered, if we are willing, relationships that can be closer to the heart than some of us may share with our blood relatives. We arrive with a burden of pain, shame, guilt, and fear. We stay because our spirit is given hope from strangers who become our friends, sponsors who guide us through the 12 steps and traditions, and an extended family worldwide. We are offered the gift to see that life does not have to be lived that way, and there is another way to live. I want to acknowledge the many hearts and minds that have hui'd together over the last 52 years to bring us to this place in our fellowship's history. To each of you individually and us as a whole, I want to say mahalo. In closing, I would like to share the mana'o or thoughts that my mother shared with me. Life is sacred, and each person comes into life with a purpose. In the way of the ancient Hawaiians, all of the people were taught that they have a gift to bring forward. We each have a perspective and a life experience that we have to bring to the world and share. It takes all of our gifts to create the whole. The beauty of the teachings lies in their utter simplicity and depth of wisdom. It isn't a question of trying to understand what this is about. It just is. May you take back with you precious memories you will forever cherish. Aloha to each and every one of you, and welcome to WCNA 31.
It's a typical Thursday evening in Honolulu at Kapiolani State Park, the home of the 12 Coconuts Group. And addicts are ready to gather to begin the meeting on a very special sunset evening.
Yes. Can you put this back here?
Yes.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful night.
Thank you.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Thursday night speaker meeting of WCNA. My name is Phyllis, and I'm an addict in recovery.
Hi, Phyllis.
Can we open up with a moment of silence, beginning with a serenity prayer?
God,
grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Thank you. Okay. We'd like to start off with the readings, and Isam from Japan has been asked to read, who is an addict.
My name is Sam. I'm an addict.
Hey, Sam.
What's in it for Isam?
Addict to what? 私たちのほとんどはこの質問を繰り返す必要はないであろう。私たちは知っている。私たちの生き方、考え方、すべてどんな形にせよ薬物が中心であった。薬物を手に入れること、使うこと、そしてより多く手に入れる方法を見つけることに執着していた。使うために生き、生きるために使うことの繰り返しであった。簡単に言えば、アディクトとは薬物の虜になってしまった人のことである。進行し続ける病気の支柱にある。行き着くところは刑務所、精神病院、施設、死でしかないのである。
Thank you, Sam. Thank you.Now, Persia from Greece has been asked to read, what is the Narcotics Anonymous program?
Good evening. My name is Persia. I'm an addict.
Hi, Persia.
What is the program of Narcomanis Anonymous? The Alpha is a small κερδοσκοπική αδερφότητα, a κοινωνία ανδρών και γυναικών, για τους οποίους τα ναρκωτικά είχαν γίνει κύριο πρόβλημα. Είμαστε ναρκωμανοί σε ανάρρωση που συναντιόμαστε τακτικά για να βοηθήσουμε ένας τον άλλον να παραμείνουμε καθαροί. Είναι ένα πρόγραμμα πλήρους αποχής από όλα τα ναρκωτικά. Υπάρχει μόνο μία προϋπόθεση για να είναι κανείς μέλος, η επιθυμία να σταματήσει να κάνει χρήση. Προτείνουμε να είστε ανοιχτόμυαλοι και να δώσετε στον εαυτό σας μία ευκαιρία. Το πρόγραμμά μας είναι ένα σύνολο αρχών που είναι γραμμένες τόσο απλά, ώστε να μπορούμε να τις ακολουθούμε στην καθημερινή μας ζωή. Το πιο σημαντικό είναι ότι έχουν αποτέλεσμα. Δεν υπάρχουν δεσμεύσεις στον ΙΑΛΦΑ, δεν συνδυόμαστε με κανένα άλλο οργανισμό, δεν έχουμε έξοδα εγγραφής συνδρομές, εγγύησεις να υπογράψουμε ή υποσχέσεις να δώσουμε σε κανέναν. Δεν συνδεόμαστε με καμιά πολιτική, θρησκευτική ή νομική παράταξη και δεν είμαστε ποτέ υπό υποτήρηση. Οποιοςδήποτε μπορεί να συνδεθεί μαζί μας, άσχετα από ηλικία, φυλή, σεξουαλική ταυτότητα, δόγμα, θρησκεία ή έλλειψη θρησκείας. Δεν μας απασχολεί το τι ή πόσο έπαιρνες, ποιες ήταν οι διασυνδέσεις σου, τι έχεις κάνει στο παρελθόν, ποια είναι η οικονομική σου κατάσταση, αλλά μόνο το τι θες να κάνεις για το πρόβλημά σου και πώς μπορούμε να βοηθήσουμε. Ο νεοφερμένος είναι το σπουδαιότερο πρόσωπο σε οποιαδήποτε συγκέντρωση, επειδή μπορούμε να διατηρήσουμε αυτό που έχουμε μόνο χαρίζοντάς. Έχουμε μάθει από την ομαδική μας εμπειρία ότι αυτοί που συνεχίζουν να έρχονται τακτικά στις συγκεντρώσεις μας μένουν καθαροί.
Thank you, Persia. And now Monica has been asked to read Why Are We Here?
My name is Monica, I'm an addict.
Monica.
Why am I sitting here? Bevor wir zu NA kamen, konnten wir unser eigenes Leben nicht meistern. Wir konnten nicht so leben wie andere Menschen, konnten unser Leben nicht genießen. Wir mussten etwas anderes haben und glaubten es in den Drogen gefunden zu haben. Wir haben Drogen in Vorrat vor dem Wohl unserer Familien, unserer Frauen, Männer und Kinder. Wir mussten Drogen haben um jeden Preis. Wir fügen vielen Menschen großen Schaden zu, am meisten jedoch schadeten wir uns selbst. Durch unsere Unfähigkeit, persönliche Verantwortung zu übernehmen, schufen wir letztendlich unsere eigenen Probleme. Wir waren anscheinend unfähig, uns dem Leben und der Wirklichkeit zu stellen. Die meisten von uns merken, dass wir mit unserer Sucht langsam Selbstmord beginnen. Sucht ist jedoch ein so tückischer Feind des Lebens, dass wir die Macht verloren hatten, etwas dagegen zu tun. Viele von uns landeten im Gefängnis oder suchten Hilfe durch Medizin, Religion und Psychiatrie. Keiner dieser Wege erwies sich als ausreichend. Unsere Krankheit darf immer wieder durch oder schritt weiter voran, bis wir in Verzweiflung Hilfe durch Selbsthilfe suchten in Narcotics Anonymous. Nachdem wir zu Enna gekommen waren, begriffen wir, dass wir kranke Menschen waren. Wir litten an einer Krankheit, für die es keine Heilung gibt. Sie kann jedoch an einem gewissen Punkt zum Stillstand gebracht werden und dann ist Genesung möglich.
Thank you, Monica. Now, Monaco, Mogo from Hawaii.
Aloha, everyone. My name is Mogo, and I'm an addict. And this is how it works. If you want what we have to offer and are willing to make the effort to get it, then you are ready to take certain steps. These are the principles that made our recovery possible. Step one, we admitted that we are powerless over our addiction, that our lives have become unmanageable. Step two, we came to believe a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Step three, we made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Step four, we made a decision. We made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Step five, we made it to God, to ourselves, and to another human being, the exact natures of our wrong. Step six, we're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Step seven, we humbly ask Him to remove our shortcomings. Step eight, we made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Step nine, we made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. Step ten, we continue to take personal inventory, and when we're wrong, promptly admitting it. Step 11, we sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for the knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. Step 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to addicts and to practice these principles in all our affairs. This sounds like a big order, and we can't do it all at once. We didn't become addicted in one day, so remember, easy does it. There is nothing more than anything else that can defeat us in our recovery. This is an attitude of indifference or intolerance towards spiritual principles. Three D's that are indispensable are honesty, open-mindedness, and willingness. With these, we are well on our way. We feel that our approach to the disease of addiction is completely realistic, for the therapeutic value of one addict helping another is without parallel. We feel that our way is practical, for one addict can best understand and help another addict. We believe the sooner we face our problems within society, in everyday living, just that much faster we become acceptable, responsible, and productive members of that society. The only way to keep from returning to active addiction is not to take that first drug. If you are like us, you know that one is too many and 1,000 never enough. We put great emphasis on this, for we know that when we use drugs in any form or substitute one for another, we release our addiction all over again. Thinking of alcohol is different from other drugs has caused a great many addicts to relapse. Before we came to NA, many of us viewed alcohol separately, but we cannot afford to be confused about this. Alcohol is a drug, period. We are people with the disease of addiction who must abstain from all drugs in order to recover.
Thank you. Thank you, Mogo. Now it's time for our speakers, and we have two special speakers tonight. One is a really special guy that I got to have the opportunity to watch come into recovery and who epitomizes humility to me, in my opinion. I'd like to introduce Derek G. from Oahu, Hawaii.
Can you hear me?
I like these better.
I like these better anyway. How's it, everybody? I'm an addict. My name's Derek.
Derek!
You know, I want to thank the committee, first of all. And, all the hard work they've done. Big mahalo. Big mahalo. And my name's Derek. I'm an addict. My home group is Thursday Night New Beginnings. And I've been a member there since I've been clean. You know, they asked me to share at this World Convention. And see, when I signed up for service, it was like, okay, I'll stack up some chairs and maybe take some tickets. But nothing like this, gang. I mean, this is the first time for me, and I'm nervous as hell. So bear with me. There you go. You know, I want to thank the people who were here before me that opened the doors. When I needed the doors open, you know, thank the home groups, thank the coffee makers, the treasurers, you know, it's like, I'm a grateful addict, and I owe my recovery to those people that were here before me. I'm the guy that came here to get his paper signed. Can anybody relate to that out there? And that's the only reason I came. I wanted nothing you folks had. I'm the guy who was sent here by the courts. See, the state of Hawaii said I might have a problem with drugs. My family said I might have a problem with drugs. My friends, my peers, you know, to make a long story short, I'm the only one that didn't know I had a problem with drugs. So I was sent here by the courts, and I was sent up to a Salvation Army that I'll always be grateful for. I think Salvation Army is in the house tonight. Thanks for coming. And, you know, I was sent here from OCCC, and they said I needed to get an assessment because, to give you an idea where I came from, you know, the last days of my using was spent with my face down on a curb in handcuffs. And I'm real familiar with that position. I have become. And, you know, by the grace of God and His fellowship, I haven't been in that position for a lot of years now. You know. I wanted to welcome all the newcomers and welcome all the visitors. And like the speaker said today, great speaker, that lunchtime speaker today. Like the speaker said today, that he didn't want to tell you keep coming back. He just wanted to tell you stay here and welcome home. If you're an addict like us, welcome home. And the visitors, we want to, you know, on behalf of the Oahu Fellowship and the whole Hawaii Fellowship, we want to welcome all the visitors. If you made it here, give yourself a hand. I can't tell you how much you people mean to us. I really can't. You mean a lot. You know, they They sent me up to Salvation Army and asked me to get an assessment because they said I might have a drug problem. And, you know, I went up there and the report came back that I was a full-blown addict. See, the proud addict I was, they asked me if I use marijuana. I said, doesn't everyone? Of course. What about cocaine? What about the... And, you know, I said, yeah, doesn't everyone? But little did I know. The report went back to my counselor at OCCC that I was a full-blown addict and that I should get some help. So they sent me to this treatment center. And it was there that my recovery started, you know. And by the way, I got kicked out of that treatment center after 7 months. And when I got kicked out, you know, I said, I don't need you people, that I can do this stuff on my own. That you guys didn't know what you were talking about. And see, the reason I was going was just to get my paper signed. And what I left out was that I had been convicted of a number of felonies. And I went to court for this preliminary hearing to see if there was enough evidence to bow me over for trial. And at this hearing, my girlfriend was there and my daughter was there. The charges against me were unauthorized control of a motor vehicle and several other charges. But what they did was they had the owner of this motor vehicle there, and they asked him if he had given me permission to ride his stolen motorcycle on the streets of Honolulu, which what I was doing. And he said no, and he said he didn't know who I was. And you know, I was trying to explain to the judge that, you know, I didn't steal a motorcycle. Somebody lent me that motorcycle. And I was serious. And he told me, Mr. Gomes, you know, you should have known something was wrong when you needed a screwdriver to start that thing. And, you know, it's by the grace of God, that same day that the judge let me out then, he granted me supervised release that day. And there was another beginning of my recovery. So from there, I went to the treatment centers, and you know, my heart's out to all the treatment centers. And it was there that I was introduced to the meetings. They sent us to Alcoholics Anonymous first. And my heart's always going to be big mahalos to Alcoholics Anonymous. Big mahalos. Those people welcomed me in their homes. They invited me in their homes. They had step studies there. They emptied out their medicine cabinets before I came, but and it was there that I got the message of recovery. But after some time, I was introduced to the program on Narcotics Anonymous, and I've been coming here ever since. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful. You know, before coming here, it's like, what do you say at a world convention? What do you say? What can I say to a fellowship that saved my life? That turned my whole life around and showed me how to live? What do you say? All I can say is thank you and mahalo. You know, that's all I can say. I mean, I can tell you where I've been. You've all been there. You've all been there. And I'm grateful to this program. I'm grateful to this program. You know, in Hawaii we say ohana, and that's what I have here in Hawaii is one ohana. And words cannot explain my gratitude. Words cannot explain it. I'm grateful to be a part of this world convention. I'm grateful to be here. You know, I was driving down a road the other day, going to work, thinking, what am I going to say up here? I don't have a clue. I'm not a circuit speaker. I'm just an addict. Just for today, I'm just an addict. And along comes a truckload full of inmates from OCCC in their white T-shirts with their weed whackers, and they're going off to work. And I looked at that, and I said, you know, the only difference between me and them is Narcotics Anonymous. And that is the only difference, gang. You know, I learned so much here. It took me all night to explain what I learned. But one of the most important things I did learn is that we're all same in these rooms. We're all equal. No matter where you come from, no matter what you did, we're all equal. You know, and they made it real clear to me. Because my whole life I thought I was different, you know. And here I'm not. Here I belong to a group of friends that I'll love forever, you know. And I'm nervous as hell, gang. I'm nervous as hell. So bear with me. It's like, I said my prayers before I came up here, but that didn't help much. But you all know I'm grateful, and I'm grateful that you're here. It's like, I want to say thanks. I want to say thanks. I want to tell you that this program has changed my life. And I want to welcome you all here. I want you all to have a good time. And enjoy your weekend. Welcome. Welcome, everybody. I'm an addict. Thanks for letting me share.
I'm still Phyllis, and I'm still an addict, and I want to thank Derek again for being our speaker. And now is the time to introduce another wonderful lady from the Big Island. Excuse me, to introduce another wonderful speaker from the Big Island of Hawaii. This is another lady that I have had the privilege of watching. And watching her grow, and watching her glow, and watching her become what our book talks about. I'd like to take this time to introduce Archer Kay from the Big Island. Aloha. Can you hear me okay? Aloha. My name is Archer, and I'm an addict. And I want to welcome you to the World Convention of Narcotics Anonymous, number 31, in Honolulu, Hawaii. And I can't believe you guys all came, and thank you so much for coming. This is a wonderful party. I grew up right up on the hill up there, and for the last 15 years, I've been on the Big Island, and my home group is the Tuesday night Just for Today meeting of Narcotics Anonymous in Hilo, Hawaii. Yeah. And I know a lot of people are going to do things afterwards and come to the different islands, and we want to welcome you, and we've got events planned, and we can't wait till you come. And wasn't today awesome? I thought that was incredible. It was a beautiful time at Magic Island, and, you know, I was moved to tears, but I have to tell you also I was trying to hide because my big boss is the one that welcomed, and I lied about, you know, I didn't go to work today because I didn't. But I mean, I was blown away and so honored, you know, and I hate that, you know. I mean, it's a sick day. I took a sick day, you know. I figured, you know, mental health, and, you know, this is truly my treatment. I was basically coming to the doctor's office. You know, I mean, so, you know, and that's the thing. My sponsor had me buy a big fat dictionary. It's called an etymological dictionary. And it tells me the origin of the words of the spiritual principles that we that I learn and get to learn how to live through her guidance and through your guidance as well. And Sante is the source of the word sanity, and it means health. And thank you. I'm having a really good session this weekend. And also all of my students, thank you. I'm a classroom teacher, sucker. But anyway, I'm thrilled, astounded, honored to be asked to share my experience, strength, and hope. And, you know, my sponsor always says that if you're asked to speak, that it's a message from the universe that you're in dire need of support. And this is true for me right now. And, God, I'm just a dope fiend. You know, I was court-ordered to NA when I was 15 years old. And I came in and out and in and out. And so if you're back tonight, I want to welcome you back. And, yeah. And you know what? It's all right. It's all right. Everything's going to be all right. And anyway, it took a while for it to take, and you know, I think that very obstinance and difficulty in me, and like the like self-will not to be beaten, works in my favor today with my desire not to use, you know, and to continue to pursue growth and recovery, you know, through the pain of or joy of everyday life. You know, I've learned in Narcotics Anonymous that the source of my pain is also the source of my joy. You know, within everything in my life, my husband, you know, my work, you know, the source of my pain is also the source of my joy. All the things, all the gifts that I've been given in recovery. And I want the full effect. I don't want to be sold short, you know. I'm digging that I'm getting the full range of the life experience. And as I got up this morning and I looked out off of the lanai, up at the green, you know, the jade green mountains with the misty Ica rain coming down, I just thought, man, I love life and I love Narcotics Anonymous. Thank you for giving me my life, this life that I have today. It, you know, it says in the book that sometimes we'll be like surprised at our own optimism and happiness, you know, and it's true. When I came in this last time, I had two different sized pupils, and you know, basically I look like a poodle with rabies, and yeah, and I was pretty sketched out. I had like the little peripheral stuff and, you know, conversations going on and no cell phone, or, you know. I was like had some serious distorted thinking, and I knew I needed some guidance. And I know that some people this weekend are sponsor shopping, and, you know, I really hope you get a good one. And I've had some really great ones. And I had distorted thinking, you know, aside from the fact that I was hallucinating and things didn't really exist that I saw, and I knew this with the psychosis, you know, I also know I had some faulty decision-making and I needed to check with somebody else. And, you know, in the old sponsorship pamphlet, it was very specific. And the one today, the new bright orange sponsorship pamphlet, it says... you know, it asks the question, should we have more than one sponsor? It says, no, you know, it's very diplomatic. We don't suggest that because we don't know when we're deceiving ourselves, you know. But the old one from back in the day, it says, we think not. We think not, you devil-talking dope fiend, you know. Like, you know, well, that's just that one point of accountability, you know. And you know, the women that have been put into my life to lead me through this life and through the 12 steps have always arrived right on time. And the first sponsor that I had, she was just a honey. You know, I got to tell you, I came in out of the rooms. I left Honolulu. I lived in a lot of different places. And I would always sit in the back. You know, I would sit in the back. I would come late, leave early. But I'd usually end up going because I scared myself. Something else would go down, you know. And, you know, the who is an addict,
we don't have to think twice about this question. We know. And, you know, my whole life and thinking was centered in using drugs in one form or another. And that hasn't gone away, even though I don't use dope, you know. So this first sponsor, you know, so here's the thing. I moved to Hilo, sunny, rainy little Hilo. And I walked into a meeting, and there were three people at the table. And I looked in, I thought, is there an NA meeting around here? And they go, yeah, come on in. And so then they all shared, and then it was time for me to share. And that saved my life, you know. I finally open up and get to find out who I am. I picked this first sponsor, and man, I really wanted what she had. You know, she had some time, she had a beautiful family, but she was very unlike me. And she was really sweet, and, you know, she just wasn't like, I don't know, she wasn't diabolical, it didn't seem, you know. She was just very, like, you know, sunny and very supportive and loving and mothering. And, you know, she had this great husband I could shoot the breeze with. Their marriage was beautiful. I liked the way they were raising their kids. She baked and stuff, you know. And that was like, wow, you know, check it out. And, you know, but I had to learn, you know. I had to get the skill of telling on myself because, you know, she didn't think like me. And so I had to wrap myself out. And, you know, so we did some steps together. And I know I really, I focused a lot on, like, financial damage I'd done and, you know, damage to harm to institutions and things. And that was really the first order of business, to clean up that stuff. But, you know, I went back to school and started to gain some material things, and I remember, you know, I had started to go to gatherings. We have gatherings that go from island to island every year, and then our regional convention, and I started to see, wow, NA is big. There's something outside of my little meeting. And, you know, I went to conventions on different islands, and I would see some of you would come, and then I went to conventions where you are. And it started to expand, you know. It was the power of 10. Like, I just realized, man, this is huge, you know. And I want to say, I just came back from a convention in Dublin, Ireland, you know, the European Convention of NA. And talk about one fellowship, many friends. How incredibly powerful, you know. And it says in the book that we recognize one another as if we are survivors from a near catastrophe. And we do. We can look into one another's eyes and know, you know, to have empathy for one another and to know where we've been and what kind of suffering we've had. I think that same looking into one another's eyes is also, we see the sparkle. We see the attraction of this program. And, you know, the word pili aloha, my mom taught me, it means a very special kind of friendship, and it's that recognition kind of friendship. You know, I understand. We understand one another. We comprehend one another. And, you know, when the highest part in me recognizes the highest part in you, ekupukahi, you know, we are one. And so I had to wrap myself out with the sponsor. I was headed to a convention, and I said, you know, I'm going to this convention, and I've got myself a room. And she goes, that's so good. You've got a job now. And isn't that great? You know, you can pay your own way and take the airplane over and get your own room. And, oh, that's so wonderful. I go, no, it's not right. It's not good. She goes, oh, it's not good. I go, no, I need for you to come stay with me in that room because I think I might do something in that room that resembles using and start a whole new drama, you know? Because I realized I was doing stuff that was poking holes in me. You know, I was using in ways, not using drugs, but using things that, like, blocked me from my way to my heart. You know, I was so terrified when I came here. I was so frozen inside. I was just so frozen, and I was so angry. You know, I had been in abusive situations, you know, the distorted thinking, the psychosis. I didn't know what was real and what wasn't real. I remember being at a meeting and somebody lied to me, and I gained intuition back, and I went, wow, you just lied to me, didn't you? And they said, yeah, I did, you know. And I said, thank you so much, because I knew you were lying to me, you know. Like, I could tell. God, you know, I think it's coming back, you know. But even with all that, you know, my heart was frozen, completely frozen inside, you know. And I was like this talking head. I could talk about the most hideous things with no emotion. And then he, you know, took a spoon and tried to take my eye out. And then here, you know, like, you know, some really brutal, horrible stuff just with no emotion. That was, you know, where I came from. And so with another sponsor, I started to get down into some deep parts of me, you know. My anger was so in my face, and now here I am living, you know, trying to live spiritual principles and be a spiritual being in a human body. And, you know, she said, Archer, we're going to get down into you here. We're going to move down into your heart and down into your gut. You know, there's a little girl in there, and I want to know, when was it that you froze? When was it that your heart got frozen? You know, I want you to find a picture of you as a little girl, and I want you to put this up and look at this every day, because we're going to do this work for this little girl, you know. And there's a picture of me. I'm in fourth grade, and I got my hand, my fist up to my forehead like this, and I got my brother to draw a big anchor tattoo on my arm, you know, because stuff happened to me, and I just wasn't a little girl anymore, you know, and I got frozen inside, and nothing was going to hurt me, and I wasn't going to depend on anybody for anything. And we started to go down and to find her, you know. And so these thoughts, you know, these violent thoughts that I would have, you know, I'd just be sitting in traffic or, you know, waiting for the girl at the ice cream shop, you know, she's a teenager, just talking on the phone, ignoring me. In my mind, I'd like jump over the counter and bang her with the phone, you know. I'd be like, I need some service, you know, like, you know what I mean? But I'm just standing there, but this is what's going on in my mind, you know, and I realized, man, this is not sanity, you know, like, why am I like this, you know, I'm broken, broken toy, you know. And she would say, you know, so we started to work these steps, and I was got heavily into service. And I was like wielding the policy and wielding the traditions, you know, to like, Phyllis was laughing, to like, you know, and I think the thing was once I realized I had this thing, I wanted to protect it, you know. And so I didn't want it to get busted up and, like, maybe fall apart, you know, because I depended on this. But the very fear of my grip was killing unity, you know. And it was killing my recovery and my chances at recovery as I alienated people around me. So I learned to soften up on the inside. Get some tougher skin, softer heart, you know, and to let go and to loosen my grip. And, you know, then I could allow the lifeblood and the unity to come around, you know. And that was a, you know, it's like a flower that opens. On my anniversary day is June 25th, 1993. And in that day, in the just for today, it says, thank you. My sponsor says that's like clapping for somebody running out of a burning building. Any fool would do it, you know. But I'm like, I'm stoked about it. But on that day in the meditation book, it says not just lucky. Why don't we recognize the miracle for what it is, you know? And man, is that ever the truth? So, you know, what I've come to is there's kind of three parts of me, you know? My sponsor told me, you know, are you ready to meet yourself? When we got down on our knees, and she looked straight in my eyes, and I thought, I'm not sure, no. And she said, it's all right. Higher power is right here with us, right here, right now. We're being loved and cared for. It's all right. It's going to be all right. And so I gave it up, man. And there was this big, clean, empty space. And my higher power rushed in. And you all rushed in. And I thought, damn, I like that. That's stuff work. I got a body rush, you know. That was like, I like this. So I started to, like, be all right with, you know, the fractured self that's me. I've got lower Archer. That's like dope fiend Archer. You know, she's rude in a service meeting. She wants to cheat on taxes. You know, she wants to pinch a baby when nobody's looking, or, you know, like smoke your bail money, you know. And lower Archer, you know, she's part of me. And then there's middle Archer. And this is like what I've become in recovery, you know, school teacher Jane Man Square, you know. Like, my car's legal, and I love my family. And I've got Pili Aloha with my friends, you know, who love me no matter what. All my defects, all my ugliness, you know, my brattiness, all my beauty, you know, middle Archer. And then I've got higher Archer. And this is my greatest good, my highest good. And I believe that every addict has higher self, higher Archer. You know, you have your higher self. Every addict, we have our highest good. And that's where we meet one another in Narcotics Anonymous. You know, where we really, you know, Pandora opened the box, and what was in it was hope. You know, and to illuminate the dark places in my life, it's given me a kind of freedom, and I don't want it to stop. And each one of you here in Hawaii this weekend, this is a huge fellowship development effort. I want you to know this. You're going to affect change in individuals' lives one by one here. You know what I'm saying? And it's so powerful. It's you're saving lives. It's like the Blues Brothers, you know? We're on a mission from God. You know what I'm saying? And somebody just sent me, my friend just sent me this little spiritual email. It said, you know, we don't know when or where we'll be called to serve. You know? We don't know when or where we'll be called to serve, but I want to be ready. I want to be awake, and I want to be present for that moment. You know? This is such a gift. Thank you so much for being here for me again and again. For seeing the higher Archer and loving her and supporting her in her recovery, you know, each one of you, and there's a lot of people in this room tonight that love me when I couldn't love myself, or love me despite myself, you know, the what you are is getting in the way of who you are kind of situation, you know, and I'm so grateful for that kind of love. And it's been through Narcotics Anonymous. And I just want to thank you so much for coming tonight. And I don't know. Thank you for being here.
I gotta get to sleep.
Thank you, Archer. I'd like to, at this time, thank both of our speakers. I want to thank them again. Okay. And I want to remind everyone that after the meeting is closed, just to stick around, stay around, because there's a very special presentation by members of the Japanese Fellowship. Okay. At this time, I've asked Christine from Switzerland to read We Do Recover.
Hello, everybody. I'm Christine. I'm an addict. Le rétablissement existe vraiment. Quand finalement nous nous apercevons enfin de notre incapacité à fonctionner comme un être humain, avec ou sans drogue, nous sommes tous confrontés au même dilemme. Que nous reste-t-il à faire? Il semble qu'il n'y ait qu'une alternative, continuer du mieux que l'on peut jusqu'au triste aboutissement, la prison, l'hôpital ou la morgue, ou trouver une autre façon de vivre. Par le passé, très peu de dépendants ont pu choisir cette dernière possibilité. Aujourd'hui, ils ont plus de chance. Pour la première fois dans l'histoire de l'humanité, une méthode simple s'est révélée efficace dans la vie de nombreux dépendants. Il est accessible à tous. Il s'agit d'un simple programme spirituel et non pas religieux qui s'appelle Narcotique Anonyme.
Oh, forget it. Okay. Before we close the meeting, I just want to listen closely. There's an important announcement about the luau. For the ones that are going to go to the luau, all members going to the luau need to board the buses immediately after the close of this meeting. So please exit the doorways closest to the stage. If you look now in that direction, you'll see people holding luau signs. The sign holders, okay, directing people toward that way. At this time, we'd like to close our meeting in the usual manner with a third step prayer.
See, correction. The Japanese can do something special tomorrow night.
Oh. Excuse me, I just got an update on that special thing. The Japanese are going to do something tomorrow night, not tonight. So no worries about sticking around. Okay, are we almost there? Getting there.
I gotta reach out and catch somebody. So you're it.
Don't leave, I wanna hug someone.
All right, then.
Okay, we got a couple of stragglers coming in. I'm so tempted to say. Okay, are we ready? Okay, after a moment of silence, for those who wish, please join me in the third step prayer. Many have said, take my will in my life, guide me in my recovery.